This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About your food supply and the people who produce the food supply. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and I am an American Family Farmer. This week we're going to focus, as usual, on two or three different items of interest, including meeting the people who own and operate Sage Mountain Farm. This is a CSA community, and it's important for us to understand how CSA programs work and just the workings of another family farm. I love to have these stories on the air. People tell how it works for them and for their customers, and we can take some of their ideas and use them on our own. Speaking of ideas, this is a podcast of a particular focus because it's aimed at family farmers and the locavores who use the food, family farmers who are in business. But I hear from all kinds of people who really want to know more about agriculture in America. So that's a good thing. You can find this podcast wherever podcasts, you can find on iTunes and everywhere else the podcasts are there. But you can get it signed on. You can automatically have it downloaded, blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. Okay, blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. I have other things that I do in terms of communicating with you. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, Your Hidden Power, you'll hear a story this week from my friend, the mystifier, Uri Geller, revealing an unreported assistance that Michael Jackson provided during September 11th, 2001. And then there's a lot of talk about how to get closer to the real world, whatever that may be. Author Stephen Dynan, Sacred America, Sacred World. He is not pessimistic at all. He's very optimistic, very high on the future of us as human beings on the planet and what we can do to impact others. So there is that at blogtalkradio.com/Your Hidden Power. Our focus on American agriculture and the way we need to work within the confines of what we have for tools. I often say when it comes to talking about seed that I use unpollinated seed that I get from several different sources, seed for cattle corn. But the real story of seeds and where they're coming from and how they're being used and what companies are dominating, there are a number of documentaries about the environment and food safety that are all over the place this year. But what's rarely portrayed cinematically is a focus on seed diversity. Did you know that more than 95% of all of the seed varieties that existed 100 years ago are gone? And there are any number of reasons for this. Industrial farming is one, environmental devastation is another. But there are huge, huge consequences for humanity. This has enormous consequences for life because different species are resistant to different types of blight and other natural phenomena. And then some of these extinct seeds may have held cures to diseases that we don't even know about. So there's a film called Seed, the Untold Story, produced by Collective Eye Farms, that you can Google. I believe it's available for download on Netflix. But this is something you can watch it. You can just watch it on your device, as far as that's concerned. It's called Seed, the Untold Story. The film points out things like the Great Irish Potato Famine came about because of lack of potato species that could survive in Ireland. which is something, again, we don't much think about, right? Different types of blights come along, other natural phenomenon. So even though it sounds like a dry subject, to you and me, it's probably not. Maybe to the average person it is, because they don't get the ramifications yet of where the food supply is going. But there is a, the documentary is engaging, some great shots, beautiful shots of some of our rural land in America. Most of the interview subjects are small farmers. They're very chatty. It's a lot of fun. And the filmmakers take full advantage of the visual potential of the subject matter. That is shooting vast footage across America's plain and then looking at the variety of seeds and varieties of plants and fruits and vegetables. It's the color, the shape of this makes it an excellent way for you to spend an hour. The world of food diversity is important. Food diversity. It makes for good cinema as well. So what you're looking for, again, is Seed, the Untold Story, something that I hope will make it into the living rooms of most everybody who's listening to this program, because I think it's very important for you to know that. In a moment, I'm going to actually ask these folks, Phil and Wani Noble from Sage Mountain Farm, where they get their seeds, if they're encountering some of the problems that is being focused on in this documentary I just told you about. First, though, a way to help you have a better night's rest. We all know how important it is for farmers to get to bed early, get to sleep, and to sleep well, so they can start the next day early and be ready, full of vim, vigor, and vitality. And you need pillows, good pillows on your bed for support. And My Pillow, everywhere in this country, people are talking about My Pillow. You've seen the information, the infomercials on TV with a fellow who actually created the My Pillow out of his own need. And now you need to get new pillows. I'll bet you almost everybody listening to this program right now has not replaced their pillows in the past year, which is a no-no. The pillows are filled with mites and all kinds of gross things that you can't even see, but they're in the pillow because they just get there. It's a matter of course. They come and they get into the fiber, and you can eat. My Pillow is fabulous because you can wash it and dry it. That makes it last longer. Normally they say every 7 or 8 months you ought to change your pillow, but at least once a year. And the special deal for those of you listening to this program right now is pretty full service. 2 premium pillows, 2 travel pillows. You buy them now at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV for 50% off the normal price. So you get 4 pillows for the price of 2. Be sure to use promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. 60-day money-back satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You don't need it because the pillow, you're not going to keep the pillow that long. But it is a fabulous way to get a great night's rest. MyPillow.com. Get the special deal using the promo code DJV.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If there's one part of doing laundry that's a hassle, it's got to be the sorting. Now, sorting bins for whites, colors, and delicates, that's going to help keep your laundry load in order. Basket and box storage systems are a great catch-all for those small things like change and pens and the other stuff your kids leave in their pockets that you'd prefer to not have to fish out after the load completes. Learn to love your laundry room at SpeedQueen.com.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
All right, 16 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Farmer Phil Noble. He and his wife own and operate Sage Mountain Farm. And sagemountainfarm.com is a great place to go. You talk about motivation. This is a very cool area. Actually, tell us where you are and what farming is like in that region, Phil.
In Anza, California, between Temecula and Palm Springs and Idlewild. It's Southern California, east of L.A. and a little north of San Diego.
Yeah, and down there, it's thought of as a desert, interestingly enough, isn't it? When you talk about Palm Springs or in anything that's southwest in California, most people think, wow, that's a desert. How can you grow stuff in a desert? So what are your particular problems? What have you had to overcome in order to be successful?
Well, we're located at 4,000 feet in the high desert. So our last snow this year was on May 10th. But it does get, it's hot and dry up here over the summer. And so, as soon as it's done snowing, we try to get our crops in the ground as quick as we can. And there's a lot of, it's windy up here, it's dusty. And we just have to deal with it.
So why would you go there instead of a place that was easier to farm?
Well, we ended up here because of the water. We were running out of water at our lower elevation property. And so we moved up here because there was a lot of water and the ground was flat.
So how much land do you have?
80 acres.
Mm-hmm. Is it all in production?
No. No, we run cattle, pigs, chickens, and sheep, and grow organic vegetables. So we have about, on average, 20 to 30 acres in production.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other fields are fallow with cover crops. We're waiting to do a crop rotation.
What's your background? How'd you happen to get started doing this?
Well, I don't know. That's a good question. My dad had me work in the garden when I was a kid. And so when we moved to the country, the first thing we did was put in a garden, and it just grew from there. We had some extra produce, went to a farmer's market. The people were really nice. They asked us about our farm, and they asked us if we were coming back next week. They sent us some nice emails, and so we ended up expanding the garden and buying some more land around us and just kind of went from there. That's how our farm was born.
You know, I'm beginning now, this is beginning to ring a bell with me. I go to a lot of farmers markets. I live in Southern California in Santa Monica in the wintertime. And my daughter and I are always going to farmers markets, much because of our heritage, because of me being a farmer and she loving that, way of being in touch with, if you will, nature and having things that are healthy for her family. So I'm thinking, as there are a lot of counties, San Diego County, San Bernardino, Riverside, you are able to sell in these areas, and people in those areas join you through their CSA, right?
That's right. We have a CSA program. It really is one of the most profitable things that the farm does, and it's a great way for us to get our produce directly to families.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to focus on that. Hold on for a second. CSAs, how they work. In California, is it different than any place else in the country? We're having a conversation with Phil Noble from Sage Mountain Farm, 21 after the hour.
Did you you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Farms, the focus on the American family farmer. blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer to get the present conversation and past conversations in a podcast. I'm Doug Steffen with a gentleman who runs Sage Mountain Farm in California. The Sage Mountain Farm website is sagemountainfarm.com. Phil Noble, you were listening to me, I think, talk about the focus on where our food comes from, the question about where seeds come from, seed varieties, that sort of thing. How do you confront that? You are running an organic farm, right? Don't you? Isn't all of your stuff declared organic?
Yeah, we're a certified organic farm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're away from a lot of conventional farms, so you don't have the worry of what they call the blowover effect, which Monsanto uses to sue everybody and put them out of business because they say that they're using their seed, which is actually the pollination has been blown from some other field. So where do you get your seed?
We get our seeds from a variety of places. We actually save a lot of our own seeds. Tomatoes, we grow a lot of heirloom tomatoes, and we save our own seed. We grow a lot of heirloom melons, a lot of open-pollinated vegetables, and we save our own seeds. But we also get them from Johnny Seeds, Sustainable mm-hmm. Seeds, Seed Savers. There's a lot of really good seed companies out there for the small gardener or the small farmer.
Yeah, Johnny's I like a lot, frankly. I think they're a good standard to use. So how much of this information is available to the people who are buying your product? How much do they ask you? How curious are people now these days, at least your customers, as to wanting to know about the meat you sell, about the food that you're growing, and do they actually come to the farm, many of them? I know you've got CSA, so how many CSA members do you have?
Right now we have about 65 CSA members
mm-hmm.
That we deliver to weekly. There's 110 total, so some of them are biweekly deliveries.
So you deliver, you don't have them come to you, which is around my neck of the woods. CSA people go to the farm to get the product. You're actually delivering it. That's very interesting.
Yeah, there's a couple of health food stores, a bakery. There's just different places that people can go pick up their CSA boxes. In Idlewild, there's a bakery up there where we have quite a few families that just come pick up their boxes. It's a small town, and everybody goes there to pick up their CSA box. And we also, with the pressure from third-party distributors of not really CSA, just fruit and vegetables in a box, not necessarily coming from a farm, we felt a lot of pressure from those companies, so we started delivering. So we started our own home delivery.
So now you're in competition with Amazon, in a manner of speaking, and some of these other outfits that are delivering through UPS or through FedEx. I actually signed up for a couple of those programs and found it to be pretty good. So you're even better because you're right there, right?
Yeah, and your money goes right directly to a farm. It's not going through a middleman. And a true CSA, the farmer needs the money to, you know, for all their supplies and seeds and everything to grow crops. And it's just better that way. And then we know how much to plant, what to plant.
How much are you growing every year?
Well, we grow about 50 different fruit and vegetables, and so I don't know the exact tonnage or cases, but we probably feed about, I don't know, probably 2,000 people a week, and we just do that all year long.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, hold on to that thought. I want to continue pursuing this CSA in a box, in a manner of speaking, with Phil Noble on The American Family Farmer with Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
I'm the son of a third generation farmer.
American Family Farmer Time is 34 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This week's overview of farming for the family farm and the people who use the locavores that use the products. We're talking to Phil Noble, who runs Sage Mountain Farm, the website sagemountainfarm.com, about his CSA and the fact that he delivers the produce in a box to his subscribers. So what are, you have vegetables, you have meat, you put them all together, and do you distribute it that way in the box to all of your, all the people who are your customers?
Actually, yeah, we have, we deliver them separately. With the meat, we deliver once a month. So at the first of the month, people can choose between beef, pork, chicken, or lamb. And so we deliver that once a month. And then the vegetables are delivered weekly or biweekly, small or large box. And people can put their boxes on hold. People can, if they're picking up a box in Temecula and they're going to San Diego for the weekend, they can move their box to one of the farmers markets down there. We use a really good software called CSAware that allows the customers to see when they made their payment. They can change their box from small to large when their delivery is. They get notified that their box is going to be delivered the next day.
Wow.
It works out really good.
Lots of infrastructure. How large is your staff?
Well, I don't have a secretary right now, but so I'm stuck in the office doing a lot of work in here. We just had twin boys, and so my wife's not able to help out much.
Congratulations, isn't that sweet? There's a couple of workers. Give them a few years to get them on the farm.
There you go. But we
you know, that's, by the way, I'm not being facetious. That used to be the case. People who are American family farmers who are listening to this program and are generational know that the families used to, they would consider what the needs were on the farm and how much help they needed, and that's how many children they'd have. That's how it was done.
If you didn't know,
wow.
that's what happened. So,
but we have about 10 people that work on the farm that plant and harvest, and then we have some delivery drivers and people that help us at the farmer's market.
Do you work with other local farms? It's not a cooperative. I would think this would be a great place for a sort of co-op, a local co-op.
We just started working more with other farms last year. We were a single farm CSA. We co-wrote the law in California, the AB 224, to protect small farm CSA from third-party aggregators because the money was not going directly to the farmer. It was going through middlemen. And so, but we just now we're a multi-farm CSA, and we just recently started working last year with other farms to where we can put more stuff in the box, so we can put in grapefruit now, oranges, things that we can't grow here. So it's not really a co-op, but it works out well for us, and it works out good to help the other farms.
So how much experience do you have, Phil Noble, in retrospect, when it comes to good years and bad years? We've had, for example, on the East Coast, I'm a dairy guy, but I grow a lot of hay, and the weather has not been conducive at all in this year's experience and last year's experience, and a lot of the truck farmers that are doing what you're doing, friends of mine that are running CSA kind of programs, are having to resort to what they call agritourism because the business is so erratic it's hard to make a living. Do you have any of that sort of thing connected to your farm?
Well, we do farm tours once a month, but we haven't really had the time for the money to actually develop a good agritourism program. We would like to do that in the future. Right now we're just focusing on making sure that the farm is friendly and available to the community. And so we do that with the farm tours once a month.
How much of a role does the government play in what you do?
Well, the agriculture side of the government that we deal with is very helpful and friendly, and they're just amazing people. They're there whenever you have a question or you need help on something.
So they're there to help. That's good.
A little different.
Yeah, that's not what we find in many places. As you know, the government comes, we're here to help, and that's not what they're there for at all. They're trying to. There's more and more government making it more and more difficult for people to, really survive because there's so many regulations and rules, but you don't have that problem. You have a cooperative connection, which is that's really heartening. I'm happy to hear that for you.
Yeah, OSHA and some of those other agencies, they're not real friendly sometimes, but as far as anything to do with actually growing the vegetables, we've had really good luck. And the meat regulations are very strict. And excuse me. As long as all of our meat is processed through the USDA, and as long as we follow their guidelines and get their stamp on our meat packages, it's fine. Everything's good.
How do you feel about competing with meat that comes and other produce that comes in from other countries? Are people that are your customers there savvy enough to know they don't want to get stuff that comes from places that they don't? They have no connection to?
Yeah, we don't have any competition there. Our customers, most of them, almost all of them, know a lot about food, and they've already done all their research, and they actually teach us things sometimes
right.
that we didn't know.
And that's to your benefit, isn't it, really, when it gets right? Because the word of mouth is the best advertisement. People will say, wow, did you see what I got here? Look at what I got from Noble, from Sage Mountain Farm. Look at the things. Look at the quality. That's what's going to make you survive.
It is, and we're really lucky. We're really sustainable. We produce about 80% of our own fertilizer through the animals and cover crops. And so people ask us at the farmer's market, what do you feed your animals? And I just show them what's on the table. And I said, well, they get about 2 tons a week of organic vegetables. I can tell you that much. And the conversation sometimes just ends right there. But, we're really lucky in that sense.
So the fact that you're in a part of California that does really have seasons, we chuckle. One of the things that I like, my children both live in Los Angeles County, And we sort of chuckle because they grew up in New England and there are seasons out there, no seasons really. And so where you said you were in the foothills, there is at least a winter where you can't plant, because a lot of places in California, you get, you know, the stuff's growing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long.
Sure. No, we've really had to make some big adjustments up here. When we were 2,000 feet lower, we could plant our tomatoes in March, and now we can't plant our tomatoes up here until after it's done snowing, after it's done freezing. And so we do have seasons up here at 4,000 feet in the high desert, and it's great. It's great. Labor's a little bit of an issue, though, because we don't have access to enough labor, so we're just having to plant more faster and get it out of the ground quicker up here. But we grow all year long also. It's a little tough over some of the winters to grow greens up here, but we get it done.
I would like people who are listening to this program who are not farmers and not in any way connected to the farming community to think about for a minute the best meal you've ever eaten. Think about that. We'll continue our conversation with Phil Noble in a matter of moments. As long as I'm talking about food and being healthy, I'm going to restate, rephrase, and remind you about Balance of Nature and what they do to enhance your immune system with their products. They have grown whole ripened fruits and vegetables. They have dried them and powdered them and put them into capsules. And you get this capsule that has 9 to 11 servings of all these different ripened fruits and vegetables every day. And with that, your immune system gets boosted by 700%. Yes, you heard me correctly. This is scientifically proven a fact. Balance of Nature will provide you with an enhancement for your immune system 700% better than what you would have if you were not exposed or using Balance of Nature products. This is a fabulous way for you to get healthy, stay healthy, and you get started by going to balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV, and you get the first month free. Yep, a free month supply of 30 capsules. Each capsule you take every day will enhance your immune system, improve it by 700%. Whopping news. And it's so inexpensive to do. It's like 22 cents a day for you to have that kind of protection. All of us know, if we have any understanding of how our body works, that this is the way to prevent disease. Present yourself with health. Balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV for a free month supply of their boost, their immune system enhancer. Enhance your immune system 700%. Balanceofnature.com/DJV for the first month free.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Mignon! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, 3 out of 4 Americans plan to do some sort of back-to-school shopping this year. Jason Gaughan is with Bank of America.
As summer comes to a close, Americans are putting vacations behind them and spending on supplies for the classroom. Whether they're hitting the books themselves or picking up pencils for their kids, most plan to spend about $370 on back-to-school expenses. And while the next holiday break feels further than ever away, the right rewards credit card can let all that back-to-school spending get you one step closer to your next vacation. With the Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points for every dollar you spend on purchases. Better yet, points don't expire, so you can redeem them when and where you want, including that next school break.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected. That's bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
The American Family Farmer, a weekly broadcast and podcast. If you're interested in farming, interested in food, it's sort of a food farm festival, if you will. And you can go to blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer and find out what's going on not only this week, but you can find past episodes of The American Family Farmer. It's easy. Listen to it whenever you want to. blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. You can also find it on iTunes, for example. You can find it there, anywhere podcasts are. blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. The farm fact of the week, for you to understand, this is something that I found startling, actually. The average person, you, consumes 584 pounds of dairy products a year. 500, that's a quarter of a ton of ice cream, cheese, milk, other dairy products. I thought I would share that with you, something that I noticed on one of the tweet feeds, the farmer tweet feeds that I follow. This is akin to something else that I found out this week, and I just sort of wanted to pass it along. Those of you who are farmers, as am I, for a long, long time, thought that I had allergies to things that were obvious when I'm out haying, the ragweed, the pollen, the things that are in the air that ought to affect me. I have lots of phlegm, and it's just getting it out of my body, and I thought, my God, this is terrible. So I had an examination done to find out what I was really allergic to. I'm allergic to cold, I'm allergic to sugar, and I'm allergic to dairy. And what form does that come in? Ice cream. So as much of anybody who's listened to me for a long time knows I love ice cream, but I got to stay away from it if I want to get rid of the allergies. So there's some food for thought for those of you who are eaters and lovers of ice cream. All right, 47 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Phil Noble. I asked you to think about the best meal that you've ever eaten. And I would start with you, Phil. What's been the best meal? Have you had the best meal on your own farm with your own produce?
Well, I don't know. I think the best meal that I've ever had is with our produce cooked by one of the local chefs that produce, that help support small local farms.
So you're selling your produce to the restaurants in the area as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't mean by that, don't get me wrong, I'm not asking for the most expensive meal, the one where you were the hungriest and you felt blessed just to be satiated, but something that you were, I don't know if the word is blissful, maybe that's what it is, you're in synchronicity with your stomach and your head are together. It's almost indescribable. I was just thinking about this, and that's why I wanted to ask you, from your point of view as the producer, many of the farms like yours are for what we call foodies. Are you familiar with that? It's another way of referring to locavores, but people really appreciate food. They know the difference between eating the stuff that you grow and the stuff that comes out of a bird's eye box.
Sure. No, yeah, I consider most of our customers are foodies. We even have our website set up with recipes that can even be followed by, you know, novice chefs or just anybody. Food tastes the best right when it comes out of the ground and it's fresh and it's local and it's organic. It has more nutrients. It tastes better. It makes a great meal, and when you're trying something new, one of the best things to do is just a little olive oil, salt, and pepper, and really just enjoy the flavor of what it tastes like right out of the ground.
But one of the things that I have been thinking about doing is having a sort of bed and breakfast on the farm, have people come and work on the farm and enjoy the milk that comes out of my dairy cows. But I'm thinking the same sort of thing could be done on a farm like yours. People actually want to work on the farms these days. They get back to nature.
Yeah, they do. And we're lucky to have the Waldorf School sometimes camps on our farm. And these kids,
right,
pull radishes out of the ground, and they wipe the dirt off and eat them, and just a big smile on their face. And
that's what we used to all of us grew up that way. Well, you're an inspiration. I'm going to send people again to your website, sagemountainfarm.com. We've been listening to a conversation with Phil Noble about he and his wife and their operation there in California. Thank you, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Raise trees, ride like these, pulling chicks from my bus seats. PCH, Highway 1, she's the weeds and race the sun. Partners in crime, side by side.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
After the hour, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Some thoughts, my comments. I'm going to start with what will sound like an advertisement, and maybe it is, because the women who are going to school, there are a lot of young women who have grown up on the farm that are now going off to college. And I'm at the beginning of this school year, I'm depressed to tell you. I'm distracted. I don't really know what the right word is. All of the facts about women getting sexually assaulted when they go to college, especially if they're not used to the community. So there is a product around that I will tell you about that perhaps people on the farm ought to have a little closer connection to. It's called Tiger Lady. You can get a Tiger Lady for your student or for, well, it's mostly women using it for sure. It's a device that is, it's a defense tool. You hold it in your hand and you squeeze it. The reason it's called Tiger Lady is because claws come out. And if somebody is coming after you and you defend yourself and it gets into a really difficult circumstance, you're going to be able to get a bit of his DNA. So if you want to get a hold of this and use it and have it in your family, have it for a daughter going off to school or going away from the farm for the first time, it's tigerlady.com, tigerlady.com. And you get a pack of 4 of these. Save 15%. Use the code DJV for 15%. Go to tigerlady.com for protection for the women in the world that mean a great deal to you. In a moment, I'm going to talk about a couple of legal cases that are so typical of what's going on now with big versus little. That's coming up here next.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs. Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
Doug Steffen with my comment on agricultural news, farming news. As many of you know who listen to this program with regularity, I'm death on Monsanto and the big corporate agricultural concerns that a lot of you may have friends who support it. Maybe part of what's making life good for you comes from what's going on with Monsanto or not. And in the case of the lawsuit going on in Arkansas, the University of Arkansas says that Monsanto's, well, there are different types. There's a product called dicamba, I believe, and they're spraying that as a formulation. It's actually called for purposes Extendamax, but it's really it's supposed to enhance the growing of crops, et cetera. It's the usual Monsanto thing. And there have been 900 drift complaints this summer in Arkansas against Monsanto. The idea here is that they're taking this formulation and they're spraying it and it's getting on to crops that have nothing to do with Monsanto. So obviously the farmers who are upset have gone to the state and the state says to Monsanto, you got to stop. And Monsanto says, we're doing nothing illegal. So the University of Arkansas has taken its agricultural department and gone through all of the records and the information and says, you absolutely are screwing things up. So they've told Monsanto to cease and desist and they're trying to prevail and they're presenting themselves as the protector of the farmer in Arkansas with this herbicide that's supposed to help everybody. And it's the farmer, even if it did, if you don't want it, then why should you have to be exposed to it? Anyway, they say if they don't get relief from this, these studies that are being done, they're going to go to court to try to, it's the same old stuff. And there's another court case involving Dairy Farmers of America. The big against the little, again, dairy producers who have opted out of settlements, and they're trying to get more money out of these people because there was a $50 million case. Matter of fact, I was part of it, in full disclosure. I was supposed to get some about $4,000 or $5,000 out of it. Haven't seen it yet because they keep pushing it around in the courts. It really is disgusting what's going on. Why can't we just farm? And I guess we've grown up, haven't we, huh? Food for thought, 59 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.